is Grace.
Hi, this is Allentale, but you can call me Matthew.
This is Hannah.
Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And this is
Adventures in Absurdity.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We have Matthew, Emily, Grace, Jamie, and Hannah today. Welcome back to Adventures in Absurdity.
Woo!
And today we're discussing a name, not a number. And thanks to the random number generator, we just get two Jason-centric episodes back to back.
We're not doing this on purpose, we swear.
So, Name Not a Number was written by Phil Lawler, directed by Phil Lawler, produced by Dave Arnold and Bob Luttrell, executive producer Chuck Bolte. I'm Chris.
You did that in the exact same cadence and everything. I was like, wait, did I start the episode again?
Oh, and you gotta read the plot, too.
Sorry. Yeah, it's got a 91% approval rating.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. Wow.
You can approve
episodes? Apparently.
Oh. Rotten Tomatoes.
Jason Whitaker, Whit's son, gets sidetracked from his move to Odyssey when he's called to Europe on a mission. He has to find a missing friend who has been kidnapped by the terrorist organization Red Scorpion.
Ooh.
Dun, dun.
So the episode opens up with Tasha and Molly going about. They're doing the toy shop thing, you know.
Who's Molly's? The Molly. What kid is that? Because that's a kid from Odyssey, too. Is that Donna Barkley? Was that Donna?
Oh, you know, really? I think it is Donna's actor.
I knew her voice. I thought it was Donna, but I wasn't sure.
It's ironic casting. It doesn't. Her voice actor wasn't Donna. It doesn't look like.
Oh. It does sound a lot like her, though.
It does, yes.
I was going to look at my guide, but I don't have it with me because, you know, I'm in my car right now. But I remember them talking about in the original script, originally, you know how in the beginning of episode 2, I think, they talk, Tasha's like, how did you know there was a complete formula or not something? And they're like, Molly, you know, she's like, poor girl. And originally, they were going to have a scene where, like, they found Molly's body.
That's so dark.
It is, and they were like, it was way too dark.
This episode doesn't even have a parental warning at the beginning.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, like, why?
Ow.
Okay, sorry, yeah, like, they're threatening genocide, and no Phil Lawler, nothing, no warning at the start.
True.
Which is funny because other than like Waylaid in the Windy City, the scariest episode up to this point was The Case of the Secret Room. So like this was a big jump.
Yeah.
They were going to have a gun in Case of the Secret Room, and then they were like, that's a little too scary. And then here there's like guns left and right.
Guns everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Handcuff yourself to the desk.
Yeah.
I'll kill Tasha.
Yeah.
Jumping out a window. From across the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is a very good point. Like, even on the club, like, they didn't go back and, like, because I listened to it on the club this time.
That's where I listened to it.
Same.
I noticed that. I'm halfway through. Wait, there was no parental warning. Why?
Yeah.
Anyway, but, like, Molly's supposed to be, like, 14. And I'm like, why do you have a 14-year-old as your sidekick? A running
I was 14.
Odyssey. I was going to say, Jason's not the only one putting children in danger.
Yeah, Tasha.
Tasha does it, too.
The NSA, pretty much.
Wow.
What is an American girl doing in Geneva? Really? Worth an NSA agent. Like, what the heck?
It's not an Odyssey action adventure if there isn't a child in danger. And that's a guarantee.
That's true.
Who may or may not have died. We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I got eaten out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like,
I think, too, maybe this was one of their experiment episodes because I'm guessing they knew, like, this was when they decided Darkness Before Dawn. They were probably playing with some of those ideas and probably wanting to see how stuff like that would be
you
received.
Think this is dark? Just wait.
Just you wait, yeah.
I have a whole album.
Like, oh boy.
Darkness Before Dawn, literally, it's in the title.
On the dawn part is like 5 minutes at the end when Chris is reading the credits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I will say, like, my first note is Tasha really is the female version of Jason. Like, that becomes very clear in the opening. Really?
Oh, yeah. It's cheaper than direct dial-up?
I was about to say that, yes.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to get Blackard out, and she's just like, yes, doctor, can you leave now?
Oh, yeah.
That is, like, peak passive-aggressive detail worker.
This is going to sound stupid, but you know, like, before the episode goes or starts, and it's, like, all those clips of, like, what's happening, I hate how, I don't know, I think it's Mustafa, how he says Dr. Blackard. He's like, yes. Blackard. I hate it so so gross.
Oh, Dr. Blackard.
I think it's supposed to be for, like, dramatic effect. Like, he's supposed to go, oh, it's Dr. Blackard. Like, if you hadn't figured it out by his voice by now.
Yeah,
right. It's just, always so gross.
I'm surprised when it's him, and I'm like, bro, that's just his voice. Like, I knew that.
Yeah,
wasn't a surprise.
I remember listening to that and feeling like it was a big reveal, but like, who the heck? I didn't even know who Jason or Tasha. I thought Jason and Tasha were like established characters the first time I listened to this episode. Like, literally. So, like, I thought the I love you at the end, which I guess I'm getting ahead of myself, was like this big reveal, but it hadn't been built up, but over like a part of an
it
episode.
It still feels like it, though.
Yeah.
We get Eugene and Tom for 30 seconds throughout the episode, and yet it still feels like you know all these characters, and they didn't just show up at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
they're really good about that.
Very well done episode.
Yeah.
Hats off to y'all producers.
And writers.
And writers.
Love the phone.
Oh, yes.
The funniest, weird phone.
Okay. Yes. But mine was like, Jason has to be like a super good agent for the deputy director to like show up at his doorstep and be like, know his agent number and his name. Like, they're on a first name basis. Like, what?
That's
like, Jason.
And like, we saw Donovan knows him super well too.
Yeah.
I love that scene because Jason is like this extremely well-trained agent, and then Donovan scares him by jumping out of a shadow. He's like, I'm right behind
That's
you.
That's true, yeah.
Like, Jason, he couldn't hear him on the phone and, like, you know, right there in front of him.
Yeah.
Classic Jason, honestly.
I want to talk about this right now, but the phone is throughout the entire episode, but I really want that phone to show up at J&J Antiques just randomly.
Oh my goodness, that would be hilarious.
Yes. And Tasha's just picking up Tasha's on the other end. Jason? Tasha? Hi!
It just starts ringing, like, Jason opens the box and it just starts ringing, and he's just like, ah, oh, here we go. It's probably, Donovan has, like, died and willed the phone to Jason.
Cell phone Odyssey was the best Odyssey. Yeah. Once they started getting cell phones, the cool stuff started slipping away because they have a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well, like, they mentioned Jason's like, do you have a does Tasha have a VCR in the back?
I know,
copy the tape.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dang, throwback.
They dated themselves so hard with Lowe's like two line, like it's so unnecessary as well. Unless they were specifically wanting to be like, yes, this episode was released in the 80s. How went? Wait, hang on.
90s.
I was close.
Like 95.
95? 1990, yeah.
It's like, in the whole, later in the Blackard, when everyone's being kicked out, Eugene says, I was able to copy all the data onto floppy disks.
Yeah!
I'm always like, you.
I never used a floppy disk.
Or like,
I know what they look like. I've only used USB drives.
Yeah. Technology.
Technology.
I mean, I know how to work cassette tapes in a VCR.
I have plenty of cassette tapes.
Floppy disks.
Like, we have applesauce, the high tech. We also have VHS players.
Which they also mentioned in this episode. I think this episode was my first introduction to applesauce. And I forgot she mentions applesauce in this episode.
Jason's like, what's applesauce?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in album 50, he's like, good with pork chops.
Wait. That means that his run-in with the Whisperer was after this episode. Because Whisper's after applesauce. Well,
but was the Whisperer after applesauce when Jason was with him?
Yes. He says, wasn't it? I thought so. Maybe not.
I feel like it's implied, but I don't know if it's straight up said. Well,
remember, he tried to, like, break into Fort whatever through the computers or something, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's how he got arrested.
Yeah, but maybe he was. Who knows?
You
hear about applesauce in jail? Like, Blackard's his cellmate? No, he's Blackard never got arrested.
But he could have known about applesauce. But, like, Jason seemed... Anyway, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
CinemaSins plot hole ding sound effect.
But the thing is we always explain away plot holes that they give us. We're just like, oh, this just means Jason was still an agent. Like,
he knew that though. So
it's fine.
I mean, it brings up a point with the phone. Yes, he puts it back in Donovan's car at the end of the episode, but I don't think he originally ever planned to be fully retired at the beginning of the episode. I think he still planned to, like, you know, dip his foot in the water. Yeah, like, to keep the phone. And then he realized if he kept the phone, he wouldn't be able to not just dabble. He'd go full on in and get sucked in.
I mean, he did kind of destroy Wits End in the one afternoon he was there.
That's fair, yeah. Eugene just walks back in the shop like, Jason, what did you do?
No. What happened?
Called the police and said that there were armed robbers. So the next morning, Connie walks in and is just like,
What's going on?
Eugene and Connie know full well about applesauce, and they're like, I thought it got deleted. Why does it look like it's off again?
Yeah. Well, and applesauce was used to help create TA-418. I did not remember that until I listened to it this week.
I want Tasha and Eugene to have a geek off.
Yeah!
Tasha is so smart. They never bring that up again. She's just this cool spy lady. But in this episode, she's a microbiologist.
Yeah.
She's really smart.
Kind of like Katrina. They just made her dumb. Like, give them their brains back.
Girls can have brains, too.
Make Odyssey women smart again.
Amen.
We have a new hashtag.
We'll wear hats that say make the Odyssey women smart again in our Connie Whitaker fan club t-shirts when we go to... Corner road trip.
Yes, all walk in wearing this, and just the people look at us like, "Oh no,
oh no!" They're
like, "Oh yeah,
what's happening?"
To talk to the writers.
Get me the deputy head director now.
Yeah,
we break in, knock on Paul or Phil Lawler or whoever's office, and just be like, "Need to talk."
Paris Marshall Younger. Fall
into the skylight.
Okay, so do we want to skip to Switzerland? Oh, no, at first I wanted to mention that early Jason is like, Donovan comes to Jason and says, Tasha's been kidnapped. I thought you should know. So they clearly have like this huge history.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. The director's just like, oh, Tasha's been kidnapped. Jason would want to know about this.
Yeah.
They were probably partners at some point too, definitely. I would guess.
Definitely. Yeah. The codes and stuff that are like games that they played, like they've definitely
a
lot.
Tasha know that Jason was going to be put on the case because he uses like their code.
She probably assumed. I think she knew that
Donovan would know.
Yeah, that they were going to bring Jason in for this. And she knew Jason wouldn't hesitate if she were in danger to come to her and vice versa.
Aww.
Cute.
Like, I feel like there's just this huge file at the NSA that says Jason and Tasha's relationship. They've probably been investigated by HR for, like, have y'all been in a relationship? You shouldn't be in a relationship.
Oh.
And they're like, no, we're not in a relationship.
But, like,
engaged.
Yeah. There's also a part when Donovan is talking to Jason about him moving to Odyssey, and Jason's like, it's nice and quiet. I'm looking forward to some peace. And I'm like, yeah, good luck
with that. How's that in my notes?
That ain't working out too well.
Nothing ever happens in Odyssey until it does.
Exactly.
Okay, I have in my notes, I blame Donovan and Tasha for Jason's non-retirement.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's like I'm gonna quit, and they're like, "No, no, no, Jason, we need you." Guys,
he's like, "One more case," and it's like, "Well,
okay."
Fine.
Jason gave up the phone, but he kept the badge. He's like, has it hidden.
Exactly.
Oh, and they worked with European security, right? That was this episode, was the European.
Yeah.
So he's got relationship with the ES, and he also has relationships with MI5. He's just every big espionage company. He's got connections.
I think he's just very well known in the intelligence community. Just he's a Whitaker. I mean, they know everyone, exactly. And everybody knows them.
Which makes it even funnier that Monty didn't know that Jason was an agent.
Yeah.
Right? I bet Jason has some sort of nickname they gave him. Kind of like, you know, he was the stiletto, but the stiletto before he was captured.
They don't use it,
gave...
He was like, remember 1131?
Yeah.
Monty's just like, I want to be just like this mysterious 1131.
Oh. Everyone just kind of looks at him like, wait, you don't, that's you. Okay.
Never mind.
Never mind.
It's like that one Spider-Man meme.
Yeah!
I haven't written down when Jason and is it Philby are like watching the Interlaken place, castle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jason gets closer and sees the guys unloading the boxes. They're being like super careful with them. Ruku's in them, as we are led to believe. And one of them.
There it is.
Drops the boxes, and the guy yells at him, like, do you want to get us killed? I was like, that's a parallel between Name Not a Number and Lost in the Labyrinth when they're at the antique place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, how lucky is it that all these bad guys speak English?
Yeah, awfully convenient.
Which means he probably speaks a lot of languages. Like, we know he speaks Spanish and stuff, so.
I'm just hearing it through him.
We know Jason and Whit speak a lot of languages. And Jerry was a linguistics major. If you remember from Memories of Jerry.
Yeah.
He's like, right. I'm a linguistics major, Judge. Like, they need me over there.
Yeah.
Aww.
Cries in a corner.
Again.
Another,
about that scene, I wanted to say it's really good that Philby ended up being a turncoat because... He's a really bad agent.
Pretty much.
Yeah. True.
At everything, he's like, I don't know. What does this mean? Jason figures everything out. He's just nodding along.
Jason's actually so smart in this episode.
He is.
Like, he figures the TA thing right away, and I was like, you what?
Even Donovan's just like, oh, smart. Good going.
I would have been like 3 hours later.
Okay.
Same.
Getting there.
That's like at the end. He immediately, when they have the whole Tasha gets kidnapped again, he immediately realizes everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And in 5 hours, sets everything up.
True.
And I would say he probably created the computer program that destroys the room in Wit's End because he didn't know about applesauce and what it could do.
True. Like father, like son. Whit created applesauce. Jason created whatever mayhem and bedlam happened there. Yeah, exactly.
Applesauce was deleted. It's Jason's applesauce too that the Whisperer is after.
It's baby applesauce.
It comes in one of those pouches.
Wait, gives it back and looks at his computer. Why is there another applesauce file? Oh, sorry, Dad. That was me. What? Never named it, right? No, he named it pork chops.
He named it pork chops?
Yeah!
Pork chops.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
And then if you combine Wit's applesauce and Jason's pork chops, you can use that to take over the world and intergalactic civilizations. Just, there's no limit.
Yeah.
The cosmic copper. That's what Drake uses.
Yeah, that and, the temptation detectors.
Does Whit educate his son on applesauce later on? Because he immediately knows in Nova Combat it will destroy the machine. Sorry, I'm just thinking of applesauce ever.
Probably.
Because he's like, no, Dad, that'll destroy the machine.
Yeah. I think he does. If Whit doesn't educate him about it, Tasha probably does.
That's
true. It's date night talk. Jason's like, so now that we're engaged, you can tell me all about applesauce.
Classic.
I will say, going back to my notes now, the one guy asks, Philby and Donovan are talking, and Donovan's like, we've got a man undercover in there as well, an ESA agent. And Donovan's like, can he keep his wits about him? And it's about Dr. Blaggard. And I'm just like, wits. Ha ha ha.
Oh!
Never. Okay.
Penny. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but I just
never clicked
with
that. That's funny.
Speaking of which, though, like, what, like, because all of the stuff with Blackwood happened beforehand, right? Like, all of like, his, like, Blackwood's castle and everything happened in Wits, yes, like, in Odyssey beforehand, this, right?
Yes.
So, why doesn't Jason know about Blackwood? Him and his dad have to keep in more contact than that.
That's a good
He's been
point.
Undercover for 17 years. Just leave him alone.
Okay, fair enough.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Plus, Applesauce was so involved, and they, like, intentionally didn't talk about their work together, so Whip probably was like, it's not worth it.
I guess, yeah.
I want to know what would have happened if Wit had come back before Blacker did, and all of a sudden, it's just like, yeah, this Dr. Blacker wanted me to tell you that he's sorry, and then he died to save my life. Just hold on, what?
Yeah, but he didn't actually die to save Jason's life.
Jason didn't
knew.
Know that.
Jason doesn't know that, that's true.
That's true.
Till halfway through Blackguard.
Yeah.
Well, also, how does Blackguard literally run for mayor when he's legally dead? Like, how does that Like, I look at him and I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's supposed to be dead. I don't understand.
Wait a minute.
He's a slippery, slippery guy.
I guess.
Also, like, talking about how dark this episode can get, he talks about, after I get out of the morgue, like, I'm like, that's, like, really dark.
Yeah, like,
you're just chilling. You must have given him some of that medicine that Nick Fury got in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, exactly.
Just chilling in a casket and just like, that's a good nap.
Yeah. Do morgues have a thing that, like, just in case the person isn't dead, you can escape a morgue?
No, because stuff like this doesn't actually happen!
Well, Dr. Blackguard, though.
I don't know. Like you said,
Dr. Blackguard just... He doesn't make sense.
That's fair.
So
he walks through walls.
He's a shapeshifter.
He's the Winter Soldier. Let him say that he exists.
He really kind of is, though.
Regis Blackguard? Who's Regis Blackguard?
Well, back to the episode. I also have this when Dr. Blaggard and Jason are like bonding over Odyssey and Wit and all that, Jason goes, it is a fairly strange coincidence. And I'm like, Jason believes in coincidences? Wit, you didn't teach, did you teach him anything? Like, not
oh, yeah, because Wit doesn't believe in coincidences.
It's like Wit 101. Like, right away, as soon as you meet Wit, you know he doesn't believe in coincidences. Like,
yeah.
It's just a thing.
True. Yeah.
I have in my notes, and we've touched on this, Applesauce TA418. Wit, what are you doing with all these take over the world type schemes?
True.
Like, you run an ice cream shop. In Universal
He's like an English teacher on the side.
Yes! And an archaeologist. And apparently a pretty good operative. Like, fuck!
John Avery Whitaker is the pinnacle of multi-talented.
Your ultimate renaissance man.
He's
a legend in every single thing out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's some random thing. Yes, our hero, John Whitaker. And then someone from the agency, John Whitaker, but he, you know what?
I do feel like while Wit is known really well in the intelligence community, Jason's legend is definitely, that's the one place where it's much bigger than Wit's.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that Wit was ever really an agent, but he worked for them. He did true analyst work.
Let's be honest, Wit has a much stronger moral code than Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really is a perfect father, huh? Except for with his kids.
Except for his kids. We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about Janna.
Poor Janna.
Yeah, we're up to Janna, but we're different.
Also, I wish like we'd seen more from her after In Between the Lines. Like,
yeah.
It seemed like they were making some strides in their relationship, and we haven't seen her since.
Yeah.
But, you know, the show isn't about adults, I guess. It's supposed to be for children.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So in the episode, when Jason gets kidnapped and Philby tells Donovan, Donovan doesn't even sound surprised. He's just like, oh, Jason got kidnapped. Imagine that.
Oh, the most bullheaded agent I have in my jurisdiction. Of course he went and got himself captured. That's not even...
He'll be fine. It's just...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We also get so many of the good Jason wisecracks right when he gets...
Oh, my goodness.
One of my favorite all-time Jason wisecracks is when he goes... Homecoming King. I don't know, yeah. But I found that hilarious.
Me. Oh, my allergy
Little
shot.
Me.
How thoughtful.
Yes.
And he's what Spider-Man with Tasha have like great back and forth too.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Blackheart comes in and says, my dear. Jason's like, my dear.
Dear.
Excuse me.
Back off. Back off.
Well, it's a little like old-fashioned, like kind of misogynistic. I like that word, so I like to use it. But, like, if I had
the character
this,
he was playing.
Yeah, if I had this man come up to me and call me my dear like that, even like you know, as a
Jason
patron, probably of my
because he knows Tasha wants to sock him for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Tasha's like, shh, we can't be feminists today, okay?
Jason and Tasha are such like a power couple in this. Honestly, it makes me sad that Tasha's gone now. Like,
yeah,
isn't it funny that we're all Jasonani fans, and you were over here like Tasha and Jason were so cute.
They were almost,
like a kick butt character, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
When he gets kidnapped, the name's Bond.
James Bond.
Okay.
I will say like. Also going forward, we see Jason stumble over explaining his ringing phone twice. And I'm like, first he's an agent. He's really not that smooth in doing it.
Yeah.
My favorite is him interacting with Eugene, because I feel like he sounds so annoyed every time he talks to Eugene. Oh, he's like, no, it's okay. We're friends.
Friends, it's fine.
Like, yeah. They are friends, but he's also just like,
Yeah.
He's shown me how the inner workings of Wits End, and I do mean everything.
Yes. I think he's just a little bit like Eugene thinks Jason is super cool, and like you know he also wants him to be very informed, because I think Eugene obviously, and he's going to tell himself he wants Jason to be super informed, and he's been told he needs to tell Jason how everything works. He's doing that, but I think Eugene also has his little like man crush on Jason.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
To borrow the colloquialism.
Colloquialism.
Nice.
Of that.
I'm sorry, I can't talk.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh.
Also, when Eugene brings the thing, and he's just like, "I didn't want to stress you out, but here's this thing." I'm like, he just spoiled an entire undercover terrorist organization. I don't think a package is going to stress him out.
Right?
Yeah.
He's just an analyst.
Of course. We all know that a answering machine that doesn't work really stresses him out. Come on, and work, you worthless piece of... Well played, Odyssey.
Really have that when Tasha suddenly shows up when Donovan calls Jason, sorry, my words are not flowing today, when Donovan calls Jason and he's just like, oh, so Tasha is with you, have they snuck off together before? Because he's just like, ha, huh, where do I look for Tasha? Jason.
Jason's so excited when Tasha calls him too, though. Like,
and he's like, ooh,
he's like a little boy on Christmas.
Impression. But
okay, yeah, we can talk about that episode. I just wanted to say that.
I was just going to say that until I listened through it in preparing, I never remembered, even though Jason says, but I'm still handcuffed, like Tasha says, go after him, and Jason's like, I'm still handcuffed. I never realized that, like, Tasha's still handcuffed to the desk. And Jason still has his handcuffs on. And I thought when he said, I'm still handcuffed, he's like taking them off. But no, he's just going over to the phone with his hands handcuffed together. Calling 911.
The police show up and they're all in there in handcuffs. Hi, this is a totally normal robbery, I promise.
Yeah, Tasha's just like, she's that damsel in distress on the floor with her hands cuffed to the desk. They did that to her. How dare they?
No, but Jason even puts on the put on the handcuffs. He doesn't even comment on it. He just starts putting them on.
Like, okay, if it's for Tasha, I'll do it.
And I
yeah, just another day at the monologue. Agency.
He starts monologuing. That's just so funny to me because he's just like, oh, yes. Oh, your great eyes.
Well, that and like, we don't ever really get good guy monologues.
No, it was so professional. True. I loved it.
Oh, he figured out that like Philby actually had like turned on him, and Philby was like, "You don't know what's going on." He was like, "He's just like me, I do."
He's like, yeah. "Philby Incorporated," and I'm like, "Dang, where did that come from?"
That's where I always got so confused when I was a kid. I was like, "Wait, what?
Like three way double cross?
It really? And... he's like triple crossing, and then Blagger's not dead, and you're like, what?" And then...
writers probably really enjoyed this episode.
Oh, oh yeah,
forget this is a kids' show, real quick. Just
plot twist again.
Okay, like this is like way before what we're talking about now, but when she uses Morse code with blinking, like when she's like in that like room or whatever, that's like really smart.
It is. And quick on your feet. Like,
just like, you go, girl. Morse code with my eyes. I can do this.
Yeah, while like trying to say something else, I can barely talk and like do something at the same time, let alone.
Blink another.
She does talk extremely hesitantly. She's That's very true. Slow talking throughout. I did notice that. The
Which
first
was
time I
really
listened,
good acting.
She okay?
Yeah.
Which makes you like you listen to it and you're just like, is she doing that because of her eyes or is she in pain? Because she kind of sounds in pain. But this is a kid's
been
show
for a week, so who knows?
Yeah.
That's true because she talks about like going through their documentation and stuff. But even though she worked on the project.
Yeah, well, because when Donovan comes to get Jason, he says, like, the agent went missing a week ago, so.
Oh,
well, yeah. Tasha. Molly. Everyone.
I like to believe that Molly survived.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Molly's gonna show up in some episode.
That'd be so funny.
They introduce a new kid character to Odyssey and her name is coincidentally Molly and it's Jason's just like, hang on.
She sounds just like, and you're just sitting there like,
yeah,
that's the episode with the phone.
I need a phone. Do you have one?
Jacob wrestled the angel.
Yikes.
At the very end, when Tasha is leaving and she gives Jason his package or letter, whatever it is, it always bothered me that she didn't actually leave out all the vowels. Like, their game was...
Me too!
Yeah!
I thought about that.
Oh my
god. I guess you can't do I while leaving out the
vowels. It would just be LV, and then Jason's just like, what?
It's still so cute, though.
A little bit... before that, what I love, this is random, but I love after everything happens and Tasha's just like, I hope that was planned, because if not, you have really bad electrical wiring.
The electrical in here is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that wouldn't be too far off.
Yeah. Wouldn't be too far off if Jason, like, MacGyver wired the safe up with the voice activation and it just was too much and shorted the entire shop.
Let's see if this thing works.
when Jason is kidnapped, knocked out and stuff, they say he has nothing on him. So that means he has like no ID, no gun, no wire, nothing. So when he said he was a gadgets free agent, he was serious.
True.
Literally had nothing on him, and that kind of bothered me because
I can't believe it.
I'm a regular guy, just dying.
Yeah,
just at this random castle in Interlaken, like, sightseeing.
He's like,
an American sightseer, you know me.
Yeah, exactly.
forest.
And how weird of a name is Interlochen? Like, that always confused me.
Yeah. Also, there's only 5 castles at Interlochen, so how'd they find the right one?
Did somebody do a deep dive on the internet?
Maybe.
Nice.
And Jason knows it immediately, because he's like, Interlochen. Oh yeah, there's a castle there.
Like, there's...
Yeah. This is that man's brain.
How would you just know that? Y'all, the last scene, you can hear water, and I would bet you $100 they're at Trickle Lake. I'm just...
Oh my god!
They're totally at Trickle Lake.
So what if Jason like told her, if anything ever happens to me, this is where we meet?
Probably.
Oh, well, for sure.
Yo.
That would be adorable.
Yeah. That would be. So, disclaimer, we're also not affiliated with Focus on the Family, by the way. Please don't ever think that.
Today's episode was brought to you by Aram, the recording bot.
We're Chaos!
Goodbye!